Hi, M&Ms. Welcome to a very special episode of Murder & More. Today, we have a very special guest. As always, I am your host, Kira.
Right. I don't even know how to start. So, Ellen.
Yes!
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Ellen Marsh. I am coming to you from New Jersey, and I am the co-host of the true crime comedy podcast Obsessed with Disappeared, and I'm also an out-of-work actor.
Amazing. A yeah. podcast that I'm obsessed with. I've been listening to it all day.
Aww, thank you.
Cringing. So today we are going to do some games.
Yes.
So I've got three rounds. We love games.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So the first round is Would You Rather?
Ah, okay.
So there's eight Would You Rathers. So the first one is Would you rather commit a crime and live in fear of getting caught or spend 3 years in prison for a crime you didn't commit?
Oh, the second one. I would be so skinny, number one. Whenever I'm nervous, I lose weight. So that is something to consider. But no, that's the worst. Like, if you ever tell, like, a white lie, and you're like, oh, God, they're going to find out. They're going to find out I hate that color on them. They're going to find out that dress looked awful. That's the worst feeling in the world. And to be honest, I could probably use, you know, 3 years worth of napping. You know, I could use the rest. Come out refreshed. I'd come out, you know, perfect skin. Yeah, the latter.
Okay. Would you rather share a prison cell with Chris Watts or Ed Kemper?
I probably Chris Watts.
Really?
I would make his life a living hell and make him tell me everything. And then every day I would like call him a new version of a piece of shit. I'd be like, you know, you're a piece of shit. You know, you're a disgusting piece of shit. Hey, piece of shit, hand me that thing. Hey, let me use your paper because you're a piece of shit. Hey, give me your extra pudding because you're a piece of shit. So I probably would do that.
I mean, that sounds like a great option to me. Yeah. I think making Chris Watts' life hell. Sounds
yeah,
good.
I could do it. I think I have the skills.
I think you also have the persistence to just keep going no matter what.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I consider that a compliment. Thank you.
Question three. Would you rather April Pitzer be found or Brittany Drexel be found?
Oh, that's so hard. I guess I'm just, the reason I'm going to say Brittany is because she was just younger and she had like more life to lead. I don't know why the Brittany case really, really haunts me. There are certain cases that are all so sad, but like the Brittany case really, really haunts me because I think she was trafficked and I think that she probably had really bad days at the end of her days. And yeah, I would never value one's life above the other, but there's just something about her being so young. I think she was 15 or 16 and April was a bit older. So that's a really hard question. I couldn't go with that one.
I was listening to the Brittany Drexel case this morning. It was just horrible, isn't it? You can't imagine.
Yeah, that's a real heartbreaking one, especially since I really think the girl she was with didn't take very good care of her. We didn't really get into that in the episode, but I did a lot of research and those girls like did not have her best interests at heart. And like the whole going back for the shorts thing, So that was a hard one to record for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. Would you rather see Molly Bish's murder solved or the Jamieson family murder solved?
Probably Molly Bish. Again, not valuing anyone's. Well, the Jamieson family was found.
Yeah,
they were found, and Yeah, the Molly Bish cases. You hit the nail with those two cases. I don't know if I've said that before, but the Molly Bish case really, you know, stays with me too. And just like their sweet family and the fact that she was at work. And yeah,
the Molly young, Bish, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think the Molly Bish case was the first time I cried on air, because
really?
I usually cry by myself. Oh. And I think that was like the first time that like I lost it on air. So I'm going to say Molly Bish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather read aloud every time you read something or sing everything you say?
Read aloud, because I already do kind of do that. Sometimes I'll have to read something. I'll read it and I'm like, what? That can't be right. And then they vanished into thin air. Oh, no, that's what it says. Okay.
That's
yeah.
Not possible.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, so probably. And yes, no, not the singing everything, because I would drive everybody equally crazy, more so than I already do. So, yeah.
Would you rather have to recite the 5 stages of grief in every conversation you have, or never be able to do impressions again?
I think I already do mention it in every conversation that I have. So I'm going to go with 1, because it's not that I try and do impressions. It's just like it just helps me tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something Jillian and I have in common. Like if I hear someone like right now, I just want to talk like you know, you're quite posh, more posh than my ex-husband, who was like, you know, a dirty brummy, like, you know, like, and you've got this sweet sort of very, you know, posh sound to you. Like, I could not do that.
I was expecting it, to be fair. We're 6 minutes in and...
To be fair, yeah, I'm going to always be fair. But then whenever I do a British, it dissolves into my ex-husband's accent.
And Ellen, can you remind us of the 5 stages of grief?
Well, yes. The 5 stages of grief obviously roll off my tongue: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. And if you ever need an anagram, is it called an anagram? You can always remember DABDA, denial, anger, bargaining, DAB, and then depression, acceptance for the DABDA. So if you're ever like, which one am I on? Just think DABDA. And I don't know if that's a thing. I just made that up because I was referring to them so much. But, you know, it's always good information to have.
Always. So, would you rather have very bad body odor that you can't get rid of, or really long nose hair that you're unable to cut?
What's with these awful? Oh my God. I guess, you know what? I'm going to go with nose hair, because masks, you know, are covering the nose hair and the body odor. Absolutely. You know, absolutely not. You know, when you're just like out and you're like, what smell? Oh, that's me. Like, that is a no. Like, I am a good smelling person. I pride myself on cleanliness. Absolutely not. But the masks can hide the nose hair. So I got you on that one, Kira.
So I hadn't even thought of that. So yeah. Very good. And finally, would you rather have Patrick as your only friend, or have loads of friends but not be able to be friends with Patrick?
I mean, would I be his only friend? You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
He is much needier than I am. So if I was his only friend, that would be a problem, because then everything would come onto me. But I would probably say, have loads of friends and not have Patrick as a friend. Because
oh, Patrick,
I know he's too. She already calls me every 5 minutes. If I was his only friend. No, that's a lifetime.
You're never going to get off the phone.
Yeah, that's a lifetime commitment that I'm not prepared to make, quite frankly. Absolutely not. Bye. Love you. Been fun. Mean it. Talk soon. Talk never. Yeah, no.
I feel sorry for Patrick. Patrick, if you're listening, I'll be your friend. I'm needy too. It's fine.
Unfortunately, this is hypothetical and we're stepping into this. So, yeah, exactly.
Lovely. So round 2. Is guilty or innocent?
Okay. I love this.
The first one is Burke Ramsey.
Guilty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it? No conversation? No.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. The whole Ramsey family was in on it. The rewritten notes in the trash can. I could talk about it for hours. His bad behavior. It was an accident. It was an accident, mm-hmm. for sure. And then they made it worse with, you know, made it look. Yeah, absolutely. He's probably going to hear this and sue us because he loves to sue people.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
No, great.
Well, I think he sued CBS or something like that. There's like some story. I made a TikTok about guilty and innocent people and everyone was like, Burke's going to come after you. I was like, okay, bring it on.
Number two, Scott Peterson.
Not guilty.
Interesting. That's an unpopular opinion, isn't it?
I actually don't think it's unpopular for people who are very embedded in the true crime community. I think it's an unpopular opinion because it's such a mainstream story. I think he had maybe something to do with it, but I don't think it happened the way they said it happened. Major, major stuff that was missing in terms of the boat not capsizing and them doing the tests on how small the boat was. Times don't match up. Also, I think anybody embedded in the true crime world will also 100% agree he did not get a fair trial. I don't think there's, you know, the media circus surrounding true crime really started with the Lacey Peterson case. That was never, you know, obviously OJ, but that was never really a thing. I do think he's a piece of shit. I think he's a cheater. I think he's a liar, but I don't think that he killed her the way that everyone said he did. Timestamps don't match up. The boat was never brought in for the boat that they had done extensive forensic research on was never brought in. It capsized when something 100 pounds was thrown over. So Lacey weighing 140 pounds plus her baby weight would have capsized that boat every time in the middle of the day. I mean, I could go on and on. He might have killed her. He might have had some part to do with it, but not the way they said it did.
Interesting.
Wow.
Casey Anthony.
Yeah, she's guilty as shit. Yeah, she's a monster, and I can't believe she's given any platform to say otherwise.
No, completely agree.
Yeah.
Dali Ritter.
Who is that? Wait, who's Dali Ritter? What case?
So she, her kids were killed when they were downstairs sleeping in the living room, and it's a toss-up between her, she did it, and an intruder.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she, like, ripped the screen door and stuff? Yeah, yeah, okay. How did you pronounce her name?
Ritter?
Okay, no, I do
is
know
that not it?
No. I do know that story. Like, she made it look like there was an intruder. She ripped the screen door and everything. I mean, it seems like she did it. I mean, it does seem like she's guilty. Is there a big consensus that she didn't do it and they do believe the intruder story?
There's a lot around sort of her injuries and her bruises were quite severe and the cut was quite severe. Sort of some evidence that I think was found outside of the house.
Right.
So yeah, it's a very debated.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember. Yes. And it is older. It was like from the 80s.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that she sounded like she snapped and did, and then backpedaled. But she is currently in prison serving for that crime, right? Yeah.
She's on death row, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I mean, that's the thing with death row, right? You have to be like 100% certain there can't be, you know, if someone is sent to death and there's just, you know, the slightest bit of chance that they didn't do it. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Michelle Carter.
Who's Michelle Carter?
So the guy that committed suicide and she was the one that was sending all the texts encouraging
him. Okay. All right. Yes. I do know that case. What was that documentary called?
I Love You Now Die? No, yeah. That's...
Was that it?
I Love or You Now Die. Gypsy Rose?
No, Gypsy Rose was Mommy Dead and Dearest. Oh, God. I was very emotionally attached to that story. I couldn't remember her name because I have a million names, but like, I don't know. So, I mean, the idea being that she was egging him on and convincing him to do it. And her idea was that she was like trying to support him. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think she's guilty. I mean, there, you know, psychological warfare is, is very, very powerful. And I think maybe, you know, if there's that one chance that he wouldn't have done it had she not been saying, you know, free yourself, you can do it tonight, come on, baby. I mean, those texts were psychotic. I mean, you look at this little, you know, what we look at is like a simple, blonde, white, all-American girl, right? Who, like, was saying these things, just set yourself free, you'll be, oh my God, it was twisted, it was demonic.
I think as well, when you're already in that vulnerable position, that affects you a lot more, doesn't it? And
yeah. What was her sentence? What did she get? She got something not very high, right?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. I remember her sentence being fairly, fairly low for what I thought the crime was. Yeah.
Yeah. Oscar Pistorius.
Okay. Kira, you should have run these names by me because I'm so bad at names. Out of bad as it appears. Who is that? Oscar Pistorius.
He is the Olympian. I want to say, is he South African that killed his wife in the bathroom? And again, that's an intruder theory, or he shot her.
Oh, yes. He was South African. Super hot.
I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Yeah. And is he serving time right now? He's right?
Possibly. I think so.
He's the one without his legs.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God. I think he did it. I mean, he was like an Olympian. Like, he was like very, very fit. What was his nickname? His nickname was like Blade Runner or something like
that.
The defense was like, how could he do that? And they were like, he's just because he doesn't have legs doesn't mean he's not capable of everything that an able-bodied person would do, right? Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's all coming back to me. Yeah. I mean, I think absolutely he did it. That was, yeah, I remember that. And I remember them trying to make that reenactment of how that was possible. But, you know, again, them saying that only an abled person would have been able to pull off that crime. That was the defense, right? Mm. Yeah, no, I think he did it. What do you think of that one? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that into my head. That was, I was sort of obsessed with that story for a while. What do you think?
I think he's guilty. I don't think there's any way that anybody could have broken in the way he says they did and shot her.
Yeah. And he was found guilty. This was like 5 years ago or something, I want to say.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago, was it, that he was found guilty?
Yeah. Okay. All right. My brain is warming up.
Only about halfway through, Ellen.
Okay.
I'm just looking at my sound waves. They look so much smaller than yours. I don't know if it's because I'm not as close.
Kira, I have a loud voice. Okay.
I mean, you make a good point.
Very loud. Hold on, I can also turn down my volume. Hello.
No, I think it's, I was just wondering if it's me.
No.
Can you hear me fine?
Oh, I'm very close to my microphone. Do you see how close I am? And yours is off the side. Only because I did a podcast a couple weeks ago and my Yeti was like across from me and they were like, they had to balance it. So I'm trying to be a little bit closer. But also that was a very nice way of saying I'm loud. Thank you.
That's not what I was saying.
Your sound waves are so much bigger than mine. They like go up above the screen. How is that possible? So loud, Americans. My God.
Michael Peterson.
Oh, the owl did it, of course. Next question. That might have been, maybe that's like, that might have been the worst. Yeah, no, Michael Peterson is guilty. I mean, come on. That was pathetic. That story, like that story seems like a story that like a little kid would come up and be like, and then an owl flew in. Yeah, an owl. And then he flew in her hair. And, like, it was the most implausible. Yeah, no. So funny.
Lizzie Borden.
Wait, Remind me who Lizzie Borden is.
She's the one that killed her parents. This was, what, back in the early 1900s? It was a long time ago.
Yeah, they made a musical about it.
Did they?
Called Lizzie. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a 7 or 6 woman rock musical. That's why I was like, why do I know that name? Lizzie Borden. It's just called Lizzie. I don't know. I know the musical makes it seem like she's innocent, but what are the facts behind it?
Oh, Ellen. Ellen. You're making me wish I'd done my research. So I have a feeling this, again, was the fact that it was either that she, I think, again, it was the fact that someone else did it. Someone broke in without anybody knowing.
There's a poem. There's like a poem about it. Cause this is with an axe, right? She axe murdered them or something.
Yeah.
But she was found not guilty, but I don't remember why. She was definitely found not guilty. I just know that from the musical, but I don't know if she actually was guilty or not. I know she was found not guilty. I know it took place with an axe, but whether or not she did it, I don't know. There's a poem. There's like a limerick. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, again, so I think she's just saying that someone else came in and did it.
Okay. All right. All right. Go on, Kira. make me look like a horrible true crimer. No, okay, now I need to like research that and then come back and be like, no, I know more about Lizzie Borden now. Okay.
We'll have to do another episode just exactly. For her.
Today's episode is sponsored, in part, by Podcorn. Podcorn is one of the easiest ways to monetize your podcast, whether you're big or small. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters with amazing sponsorship opportunities, such as host-read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. With Podcorn, there is no middleman, and you retain full creative freedom. You set your own rates and collaborate with brands directly with no exclusivities. I love Podcorn and I can guarantee that you will too. Sign up today at podcorn.com to begin monetizing your podcast. That's podcorn.com, podcorn.com.
Right, this last round is Ellenism or not.
Okay, I don't listen when I talk, Kira, so this is a perfect game.
So the first one is, let him live in peace and sex dungeon bliss.
I didn't say that.
Are you sure?
Let him live in peace and sex dungeon bliss. I don't think I said that. Did I say that? Who did I say that about?
It was, we were talking about Michelle Whittaker. You were talking about Michelle Whittaker.
Okay, good. 0 for 1 on things that I've said. Okay.
We're going to make a scarf out of all of those red flags.
I definitely said that. Yep. Okay, I definitely said that.
That was in relation to Billy
Smolinski. Aww.
There's no point in pretending I don't know my way around the dirty sites of the internet.
I didn't say that.
Patrick said that.
I was like, that doesn't sound like something I would say. Okay, good one.
That was in the Paige Birkfeld episode.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done some things for some booty.
That sounds like something I would say, but I don't remember saying it. Did I say that?
You did.
I did? Okay.
That was in the Paige episode.
I like it when you say booty. We've all done some things for some booty. It sounds way better when you say it, Kira. We've all done some things for some booty. Okay.
I hear what you're saying. I'm going to go in a different direction.
That sounds like... I don't think I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say no.
No, it was Patrick in the Lee Cutler episode.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I hear what you're saying sounds like something I would say, but I'm going in a different direction. Doesn't sound like what I would say.
Yes, you know yourself quite well. All of these idiot murderers are so fucking stupid.
I'm sure we've said that 100 times. Did I say
that? No, you didn't. Patrick said it.
Okay.
In the Rosemary Christensen episode.
Oh, I love that episode. That is the episode that brought us the down bitch. The down bitch was first introduced in that episode.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that episode. Oh, that man was so fucking disgusting. I hated that man.
Awful. Awful case. That guy got in the gene pool while the lifeguard wasn't watching.
Yeah, I said that. That was a dad joke. That was such a dad joke. And people thought I was like that. I thought that was like the worst joke. I don't remember why I said that. I'm sure, like, sometimes I'll hear something and like 10 years down the line, I'll say it. Or like one day I said a quote from Noises Off. I said, "On We Blindly Stumble." And I say it all the time. And people, like 20 people message me and they're like, "Noises Off." I was like, yes.
That was in the Royal Scoop Daniel episode. I can't think of what in context it was.
I can't either. I don't remember anything. Once it's recorded and it's out there, I don't remember what it was.
And finally, if I was a bird, you'd know who I would shit on.
I said that.
You did. That was in the John Spearer episode.
Oh, I love that family. I love them so much.
That is the end.
Yay! Games! Game night! Oh, that's so fun. First of all, you're really good at writing questions because that was very, very hard. And we might have to have a trivia. Do you play trivia with us?
No.
We might have
to. I think because you do it in the evening, don't you? And I'm already in bed by then.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for our English people, but we might do a Who Said It, Ellen or Patrick, because that's hard. We don't remember the shit that we say. Well, this was so fun. Thank you for having me on. And I'm so glad. And hopefully we can do it again.
I'd love to.
Let me know when it goes live and we'll definitely promote it on our platforms for sure.
Thank you. To end this episode, Ellen, say something funny.
Say something funny. I need to brush up on my true crime. That's not even funny. That's the truth. Say something funny. Chris Watts isn't hot enough to be as disgusting as he is. I hate women who say he's hot because he's not even hot enough to like just demi rob a bank. Just like even, you know, steal $1,000. No, you're a piece of shit. So there you go. Like, yeah. Chris Watts can go kick rocks. He's disgusting, and any woman who disagrees with me is off my down bitch list for sure.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that as much as I enjoyed doing it. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at Murder and More, Instagram at Murder and More Pod, and Facebook at Murder and More Podcast. You can become a patron of Murder & More by heading over to www.patreon.com/murderandmore. Have an amazing few weeks, and I'll see you all soon for another episode.